This is the Boy Scouts of America. You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA. ACRA.
Perfect.
ACRA.
Thank you. You're
Yep, you're listening to WGXC 90.7. And when I'm coming home from the turnip picking, I like to listen to the Battlefield Earth program. Boy, that guy's got some sensibility about him, doesn't he? Every Tuesday nights at 9:30. It's crazy out there.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518 822-8820.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour, broadcasting live every weekday morning at 8 here on WGXC 90.7 FM in Greene and Columbia County.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Accra, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Ancram Planning Board will hold a public hearing to hear comment on a local property owner's application for a special use permit to install pole-mounted solar panels. The hearing, to be held July 5th, will consider Ian Haig's application to install solar panels on his 27-acre property at 273 Hall Hill Road. Ancram Town Supervisor Art Basin said, and I quote, "A homeowner wants to put a single-family-sized array. It is not a large community solar project. It is on the ground, not on someone's roof. The planning board wants to look at it and get public opinion to ensure it will not be intrusive. It is not terribly interesting," end quote. Haig and Towning Board Chairman John Ingram did not respond to multiple requests for comment. Ancram prohibits large-scale solar arrays, but Basin said the town is looking into changing that as it reviews its comprehensive plan, which was drafted in 2010. Solar arrays will be on the agenda as a part of that process, he said. The public hearing on the Hague Solar Project will be held 7 p.m. July the 5th. The next meeting of the Planning Board's Comprehensive Plan Review Committee will be held at 7 p.m. July 16th. Both will be held at Ancrum Town Hall, 1416 County Road 7 in Ancrum. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Lawmakers in Ulster County will choose this month whether to let voters decide on longer terms for county legislators and on term limits for some elected officials. First-term legislator Joseph Maloney, an independent from Saugerties, introduced both measures. One would increase the term of an Ulster County legislator from 2 to 4 years. A second would limit to 12 years the amount of time Ulster County legislators, the county executive, and the county comptroller could serve. In April, the legislature defeated a single proposal to have voters decide both questions. The public response to the original proposals was mixed. Most speakers at a public hearing spoke in favor of term limits, but the idea of extending the length of a legislator's term did not get as much support. If the proposals are approved by two committees and the full legislature, both could be introduced on the November ballot. Carrie Miller is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. An 18-year-old Albany man drowned July 4th in the Catskill Creek after swimming with friends, officials said. Ney Hutu, 18, was pronounced dead near the creek off Route 23 by Greene County Coroner Richard Bigelow. Bigelow said Hutu slipped off the rocks into a deeper pool of water. The coroner did not know Hutu's connection to Greene County. The incident remains under investigation by the Greene County Sheriff's Office. In addition to the County Sheriff's Office, State Police, and the Columbia County Sheriff's Office dive team, Catskill and Leeds Fire Departments and the Catskill Leeds Auxiliary Firefighters all assisted at the scene. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crowe II is reporting for the Times Union. 20 new American citizens from 14 different countries were sworn in July 4th at the Saratoga National Historical Park. Nearly 400 people gathered at the Visitor's Center to witness the group take the oath of allegiance, and colonial reenactors fired muskets and cannon salutes in honor of the new Americans. As immigrants, they have watched how President Donald Trump's administration has sought to impose a travel ban on those fleeing Syria and Iran, while also separating children from parents who are crossing the country's borders. Bassam Abdel Nabi, 39, of Gilderland, said, and I quote, "I agree with updating the process, but you just don't set the doors closed," quote. Like many new Americans, among the most important things Abdel Nabi wanted to accomplish is to gain the right to vote. He is enrolled as a Democrat and looking forward to his first election as a voter this fall. Millicent Ogieri, 24, a graduate student at the State University of Albany, said, and I quote, "I want my voice to connect with leaders," end quote. Okieri, a native of Ghana, said she is registered as an unaffiliated voter. The battlefield citizenship ceremony was among approximately 175 held nationwide between June 28th and July 10th by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. In Saratoga, volunteer Joe Craig, a retired park ranger, led the crowd in traditional 18th century toasts to the Declaration of Independence. Craig said about the new Americans, and I quote, "They're as American as apple pie. Every bit of apple pie ingredients aren't native to North America," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow. Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region. From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Weather Update. The National Weather Service's heat advisory remains in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. The National Weather Service is forecasting a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be partly sunny and hot this afternoon with a temperature high near 90 degrees.
and the heat index values as high as 98 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly after 4 a.m., and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a temperature low of 73 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly before 1 p.m., and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy Friday, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 80 degrees. It will be mostly clear Friday night with a temperature low of 53 degrees. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night clear with a low around 55. And there you have your WGXE Hands-On Radio weather update. For local news, public meetings, and more information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.
Hello, my name is Tony Fallon, and I am the host of the Irish program, heard here on radio station WGXC 90.7 FM every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Along with being a radio show host, I'm also a writer. I've been writing poetry now for over 50 years. I had my first one published in 1962, and I continue to write poetry. And I think I'm making a unique offer to the listeners of WGXC. If you make a donation to WGXC, the most recent fundraiser, which is taking place at the moment, of $250, excuse me, I will write a poem for you or anybody you designate, and it can be for a birthday or any particular occasion. So it's $250, and I will promise that I will publish the poem on my Facebook page and on my blog page, and also on my first book of poetry, which will be published after this program. I can't give you an exact date. So call the number 518-697-7400 if you're willing to donate $250 to radio station WGXC, and we will make arrangements for you to meet with me and for me to write the poem for you. And as I said, it will be for you or for anybody you designate. It will not be an advertising for a business or anything like that. It will be simply about somebody living or dead. And again, listening to my program at radio station WGXC every Sunday night, I do 90 minutes of Irish programming and 30 minutes of country. And the phone number, of course, for calling with donations or pledges is 518-697-7400. If you don't have $250 to donate and you don't want a poem written about you, you can still donate any amount to radio station WGXC, or you can get on the internet as well, wgxc.org/donate. And thank you for listening to this message, and thank you for listening to my program.
All Together Now airs Monday through Saturday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM in Greene and Columbia counties and WOOC LP 105.3 FM in Troy. All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together Now. You can also send emails to info@wgxc.org with opinions about what you hear here. Tune in to All Together Now, WGXC's collaborative hour-long news show at 6 p.m., featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Tune in to learn more about the issues that affect communities throughout the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley, from the Catskills to the Berkshires.
toys and of your games through the television. When you're done with chores and homework, then it's time to make a big decision. You might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, on a railroad, on a tall ship with a tide, all you need's a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
Was Ulster County's Medeski, Martin, and Wood with Let's Go Everywhere, local music on the radio. Consider making a donation to the WGXC Spring Pledge Drive, Summer Pledge Drive, 518-697-7400. You can't tell if it's spring or summer around here. 518-697-7400 is the number to call, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation to keep local radio live and local.
WGXC's Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive. Help us raise $25,000 to keep creative community radio live and local in Greene and Columbia counties, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. Call now, 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or visit our website at wgxc.org/donate and make your one-time tax-deductible donation or become a sustaining monthly supporter. Do your part to celebrate great local radio here, there, and everywhere in your community.
But we have been lucky to be on Bound by Books for many, many years. So Bound by Books was one of the shows when WGXC first launched way back when. And we've had changes in the youth on the show, obviously, because youth grow up and sometimes they move. But yeah, we've had continuous youth voices on the radio on Bound by Books ever since the start. And there's also other great radio shows hosted by youth on WGXC. Because WGXC is great.
Yeah.
They give space for youth voices as well as other community voices. Mm-hmm. And we are here to help do our part to help keep WGXC on the air so that more and more and more youth voices can be heard every day on the radio here in Columbia Green County and elsewhere. It's the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive here at WGXC. And we're trying to reach, or striving to reach, or going to reach a goal of $25,000 to help keep WGXC on the air throughout the year. And our daily goal is
$2,100.
And we're hoping some people listening out there will help us reach this daily goal and help us reach the greater goal to keep WGXC going strong. And so we're asking people out there, if you care about community radio, youth voices on the radio, bookish radio, hands-on radio, listener-supported radio.
For that reason, call 518-697-7400 or go online at wgxc.org/donate to donate your generosity.
Yeah. And every amount counts. It could be a quarter. I don't know if you can donate a quarter online. But if you had a quarter in your pocket and you stopped by, you could donate it.
Yeah.
If you have $1 million in your pocket, you could donate that too.
That would be very helpful.
We like both. But yeah, all amounts count. Everything helps us reach our goal. One year we had one of our youth radio co-hosts just emptied her pockets and she had $5 and some odd cents and she gave that to the station. So every little bit counts. We hope you'll call in 518-697-7400. Talk to one of our wonderful friends out at the phones or donate online at wgxc.org/donate. It's a great website.
Yeah.
I go to the website a lot. You can listen to old shows on there. So if you miss our show some week and you're so sad that you didn't get to listen to Bound by Books, you can go back and catch it in the archives.
Yeah.
Or if you missed a community event, there's a lot of recorded meetings all throughout the area. So if you can't attend everything, which nobody can attend everything, but you wish you could, you can catch up by searching for those meetings in the archives on the website. But yeah, it's the Radio Everywhere Pledge Drive. And there really have been, the radio has been all over the area. There's studios in here in Hudson, where we just moved this spring, I believe it was.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like we've been here forever now. But we're in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on the corner of 4th and Warren. A little side entrance by the post office. Great new space. We've settled in nicely. There's also a studio space over in Acre. And there's also broadcast from Catskill, as well as remote broadcasts from all over our listening area. We had a broadcast from the Hudson Area Library this year, which was fun.
Yeah.
For the Hudson Children's Book Festival, we had a bunch of authors and illustrators come, and we did a remote broadcast from the Teen Room. I've heard shows that are recorded in restaurants, from other libraries. There's a whole list here of places that broadcasts have happened in the past year. Oh, we did one last, I think it was last year, from the Magpie Bookstore in Catskill. That was fun because we're a book show, so we got to be surrounded by books while we talked about books, which is pretty fun. But yeah, so WGXC really gets out there for broadcasts. You can also really listen to WGXC anywhere. While on the radio dial, it doesn't go, you know, forever and ever and ever. It goes pretty far, but you can also listen online at WGXC.org. There's a listen live function. Yeah. There's also a new app that just came out this year that you can listen to both live broadcasts as well as archives on the app. We hope you'll help keep WGXC on the air and help WGXC continue to grow and reach out to the community and call in and show your support. We have some lovely people waiting by the phones to take your call. It's 518-697-7400, or you can donate online at wgxc.org/donate.
Here's an interview from our partners at WOOCLP from the Sanctuary for Media Art in Troy, New York. You can go to the SoundCloud page for Media Sanctuary or look up the Sanctuary for Media Art webpage or Facebook page online for more information or to hear the complete interview.
We'll be talking with Sean Collins from Troy Sanctuary and Troy Area Labor Council about ICE, or Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Thank you, Sean, for joining us today. Let's jump right in. So let's start with the very basics. What is the mission of ICE, and how does that affect most Americans?
Yes, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I mean, ICE is a relatively recently created agency within the Department of Homeland Security. It's born out of the sort of post 9/11 response to international terror. ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, sort of is the new incarnation of INS. Immigration and Naturalization Services, and it has two arms. One is the sort of investigative arm, as they put it, the investigative arm, and the other is the sort is, you know, I think the one that is in the headlines the most, which is the sort of national dragnet that rips and kidnaps people away from their families or children away from their parents or both at the same time. It's the agency that has been responsible for these horrific images of tent cities on the border, these repurposed Walmarts and other big box suburban built developments that have been retrofitted and repurposed essentially amount to a modern day concentration camp.
And so I think a lot of people confuse ICE with the Border Patrol. What is the real difference between what those two do?
Yeah, so one of the most immediate differences is that ICE has jurisdiction across the country. It's whereas Border Patrol only technically, it should be said, operates or within 100 miles of the border. ICE, and then the other component, of course, is that ICE has that investigative component that builds cases around other customs related crimes or laws.
Great. So right now, Albany County Jail is housing over 200 migrants detained by ICE. What's happening around organizing around ICE in the Capital District?
Yeah, I would say locally, we have Sheriff Craig Apple in Albany County, who is $119 a night.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Hey, this is Rowan from Copic, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, broadcasting in Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and more. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
This is a journey into sound.
One size fits all. First, third, occasionally fifth, Thursday of every month, 11 a.m., with your host on WGXC Acre, 90.7 FM.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Gray. The heat wave, with several days in a row of temperatures in the 90s, should end July 6th. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts temperatures below 80 degrees during the day this weekend and in the 50s at night, after rain and a cold front pass through the WGXC listening area. Temperatures in the upper 80s may return next week, according to forecasts, but they should not be quite as hot. Labor Day was once said to be the beginning of the campaign season, but with a heated political environment, the election between freshman Representative John Faso, a Republican, and Democrat Antonio Delgado is already underway. Neither candidate lists local appearances in advance on their websites, but there were reports that they were marching in local parades on the 4th of July. Delgado showed photos on his Twitter feed of him in several parades, starting the day at the Hyde Park Independence Day Parade, where he marched with Assembly candidate Karen Smythe and others. Then he went to Oneata's hometown 4th Festival and ended the day at Windham's Parade in Greene County, marching with Assembly candidate Adrian O'Connor and others. According to social media accounts, Faso spent the morning marching in the Saugerties July 4th parade. Godfrey Williams reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Governor Andrew Cuomo's office says the Mid-Hudson Valley has the largest number of craft breweries in any region in New York. Right now, New York has 400 small breweries, more than the previous record of 393 in 1876. In the Mid-Hudson Valley, there are 65, a 491% increase from 11 breweries in 2012. But there are fears the craft brewing trend is a bubble that is about to burst. Across the country, 165 craft breweries closed last year, which was the largest number of shutdowns ever reported by the Brewers Association. Bart Watson, the chief economist for the National Brewers Association, said, and I quote, "I think we'll see a slowdown, but I don't think all of a sudden you're going to start seeing shutters. The current rate of openings can't last forever. That said, that doesn't mean there isn't room to grow," end quote. Currently, New York ranks 28th in craft breweries per capita, with 2.2 craft breweries per 100,000 adults aged 21 and up. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather, public meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org.
This is unbelievable. Un-freaking believable. Unbelievable, that's what you are. Unbelievable, though near or far. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I'm unforgettable too. Unforgettable. That's what you are, and forevermore.
I am Big Vern Hutt City. What's good with you? I got the boys in the house with me. And fellas, we are in the middle of the pledge drive. Mm-hmm. So don't start yet. Don't start it until I get this right, man. Let me do what I'm supposed to do here. Let's go.
So, I mean, you know, we usually only ask you guys for supporting and listening to our shows and the different programs that come on WGXC. But, you know, when it's pledge drive time, we need you to kick in and support a little bit more than you normally do. So if you would like to hear us continue to be on the radio, continue to have great shows that are appearing right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, please donate. Any amount helps a lot. Doesn't matter. You're not locked into that. 518-697-7400. Or you can go online to WGXC.org/donate. If you want to be gracious enough to get a tour of the studio and you want to do that in person, you can come to the Hudson Studio. It's at 369 Warren Street on the 4th Street side, Hudson, New York, 12534. Or you can even mail your donations in to WGXC in care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Agra, New York, 12405. Pledge, pledge, pledge. Keep us on the air. Show your love and your support.
That's Ray. You did that, dog.
Appreciate you. It's been a minute since I did that.
Yeah.
WGXC 90.7 FM. You can call 697-7400. Or go to WGXC.org online. Hey there. Have you contributed to your local community radio station lately? Would you? A contribution. Have you made your latest contribution to WGXE?
No.
Would you like to?
Yeah.
You have to a check or two check?
I'm pushing your luck, buddy. What I'm interested in knowing is how is it going at the church and where are you?
We are on the side in the basement.
Right.
And a beautiful new. I should
let you.
Yeah, because you got to watch your language. Yes, exactly. We are live here at the Hudson Farmers Market, speaking to a person who's purchasing farm goods.
Absolutely, happily.
Looking over the T-shirts, we have T-shirts for sale. And here we are, WGXC 90.7. Yeah, a couple different designs. Oh, Slay Diddy is getting his salesperson on.
Well, I was looking at the hands-on, and I was happy
like
to
that
see
one?
Where you placed it.
Yes, yes.
Great.
Yeah, no.
Because otherwise it would not. Oh!
That's, yeah.
Yes,
oh.
Very groovy.
Yeah, see? Caught her eye. That's right. We got
you.
Do you see who's
oh, here? No. It cannot be. It cannot be. Big Vern himself. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Big Vern.
How much coffee have you had today, Tom?
You guys are great.
That's right from Vern saying we are great today. Maybe we need to revamp the afternoon shows. Vern and Ellen for the older crowd. And Slay and Tom for the young folks.
I think you mean mature, don't you?
I agree with mature. Tom, you just got to calm down a little bit.
I can't. Calm down. Yeah. What makes you think I'm excited?
You are so loud, I can't even hear Slay.
Sorry. But sorry, Slay.
You're aggressive, and I like that. You're aggressive.
Tell him what happened. $20, right?
The T-shirt, $20. Oh, you mean about Michelle Hughes' comment?
Yes. Tell them what happened.
Well, we had a throwdown of sorts. We asked somebody who listens to the Wednesday and Thursday Day show, which she preferred, and she reluctantly admitted, because I was here, that she preferred. Oh,
yeah, I heard. I was clapping in the car. That's when you asked the lady about her fiance that was just randomly out here at the farmer's market.
Yep. Well, you know, I'll push the microphone a little bit closer. We don't actually have a mic here today, folks.
But this is a setup right here.
We're innovative.
We're innovative. This is the 21st century.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day, a performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
Tommy Simpson from The Replacements now lives in Hudson. Here's Satellite from The Replacements, sung by Tommy Simpson.
Good.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air. Leave a 3-minute message, 518-291-9492, with your take for all you hear. Again, that number is 518-291-9492. To leave a 3-minute message that may be played on All Together Now. Thanks for getting involved in your local community.
He come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeball. He one holy roller. He got hair down to his knee. Got to be a joker. He just do what he please. Shoot me. Shoot me. Shoot. He wear no shoe shine. He got toe jam football. He got monkey finger. He shoot Coca-Cola. He say, I know you.
Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service daily newscast for Thursday, July the 5th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Efforts continue to rescue 12 schoolboys from a cave in Thailand, while in the U.S., an effort's underway to put a lid on youth violence. Also on the Thursday rundown, a Montana initiative to extend Medicaid expansion nears the ballot box, plus Seattle's campaign to ban plastic straws goes nationwide. Topping our news, Reuters reports rescue teams in northern Thailand were giving crash courses in swimming and diving Wednesday as part of a complex preparation to extract a young soccer team that's trapped in a cave and hoping for a swift end to their harrowing 11-day ordeal. Divers, medics, counselors, and Thai Navy SEALs were with the 12 schoolboys. Reuters notes the group was discovered by the SEALs and two British cave diving experts on Monday, having been incommunicado since June the 23rd, when a post-practice outing went awry, prompting the high-profile search and rescue effort. More than 20 youths died as a result of violence in Nashville in 2017. Stephanie Carson reports the issue of youth violence is being addressed by a new community group. It's called Gideon's Army.
The organization recently held events in the Nashville area to look at ways communities can address the problem before it escalates. President of the group, Rashida Fatuga, explains its goal.
There are community-based strategies to address the root cause issues of youth violence so that we can come together and collaborate from policy perspectives, policing, and other community-based strategies.
Creating youth programs and activities to keep children off the streets and from engaging with risky behavior is one strategy. Others say eliminating the availability of guns, particularly those obtained illegally, is another way. Memphis has had a youth violence prevention plan since 2006, and it includes strategies to offer educational and employment opportunities for at-risk youth.
Nashville leaders are also working to address the problem, including the Metro Health Department, the Juvenile Justice Center, and Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America. Meantime, in Montana, Eric Tegadoff reports supporters of an initiative to extend Medicaid expansion through a tax on tobacco products will learn this month if it qualifies for the November ballot.
Backers turned in more than 40,000 signatures, well over the approximately 25,000 needed. Initiative 185 would increase the cigarette tax by $2 to fund the state's expansion of Medicaid past its expiration date in 2019. Medicaid expansion now covers nearly 1 in 10 Montanans. Amanda Cahill with the Montana chapter of the American Heart Association, which is backing the measure, says Medicaid has been a lifeline for lower-income folks.
We've seen stories of people who chose not to go to the doctor. They were living in severe pain, but it was either go to the doctor and not be able to pay the heat, the energy bill. And so people were having to make some really hard choices.
Although the initiative hasn't yet qualified for the ballot, state lawmakers are considering a special session to introduce a referendum that would compete with I-185. It would place work requirements on Medicaid recipients. Lawmakers have until July 15th to decide if they'll hold a session. According to the Healthy Montana campaign, the initiative would generate nearly $75 million a year in revenue by 2023.
The initiative has the backing of Governor Steve Bullock, the state's hospitals, and an array of groups including AARP Montana and the American Cancer Society. Meantime, the Pennsylvania State Assembly has stepped in to stop Philadelphia from adding its own regulations for tobacco sales.
The state budget signed by Governor Tom Wolf contains an amendment that prohibits Philadelphia from enacting regulations that would help prevent young people from becoming addicted to nicotine. According to Jonathan Kirch with the American Heart Association, tobacco companies are aggressively targeting young people with candy and fruit-flavored products like vanilla, mint, and berry blast that are easily bought in corner stores.
That was what prompted Councilman Curtis Jones to introduce a flavored tobacco sales ban in city council. What happened in the Pennsylvania budget took that off the table.
Sponsors of the amendment say because the state picks up any shortfall in the school funds generated by Philadelphia's tobacco tax, reducing tobacco sales ends up costing the state money. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
And finally, Tramell Gomes reports to rid the world's oceans of plastic pollution. Environmental advocates are hoping Seattle's move to ban plastic straws will send ripple effects across the nation and the world.
This week, Seattle became the first major U.S. city to ban single-use plastic straws, forcing some 5,000 restaurants to offer reusable or compostable utensils, straws, and cocktail picks. Organizers behind the Strawless in Seattle campaign were expecting to have only the month of September designated as Strawless. Campaign co-creator Emmy Kane says the strategy was to build on the success of a small win. But after the city's self-imposed ban, they want to keep the momentum going.
So once you address the plastic straw, what's next? Is it the plastic bags that oysters come in? Is it the single-use plastic cup? So for us, that was really kind of our first starting point.
Kane is with Lonely Whale, a nonprofit business incubator that advocates for healthier oceans. Seattle's ban is part of a 2008 ordinance that requires restaurants and other food service businesses to find recyclable or compostable alternatives to disposable plastic products. The Seattle Restaurant Alliance, an industry trade group, said it has been preparing for the change for more than a year, and its members plan to comply.
Some estimates say Americans use 500 million plastic straws every day, while some parts of the oceans contain more plastic than fish. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.
Here is the regional weather forecast for the Hudson Valley and Capital Region.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Weather Update. The National Weather Service's heat advisory remains in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. The National Weather Service is forecasting a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be partly sunny and hot this afternoon with a temperature high near 90 degrees and a heat index values as high as 98 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly after 4 a.m., and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a temperature low of 73 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly before 1 p.m., and some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy Friday, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. It will be mostly clear Friday night with a temperature low of 53 degrees. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night clear with a low around 55. And there you have your WGXC Hands-On Radio weather update. For local news, public meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.
Tune in the early morning hours of Friday, July 6th to Transmission Arts Overnight with experimental jazz sounds featured. Terrence Free Jazz Hour is 2 hours of European free jazz at 1 a.m. There's radio news at 5 a.m. overnight on Wave Farms, Standing Wave Radio, and WGXC.
Come.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Friday, July 6th, Tom Rowe starts the day in Acre with the WGXC morning show from 9 to 11 a.m. He'll be wrapping up the Radio Everywhere pledge drive. Jared Widgescoog is back in Hudson after the noon news headlines until 2 o'clock with the Sugar Shack Jukebox. Mark Bailey and Gregor Trieste will be live in Acre with the WGXC afternoon show from 4 to 6. And later on, after the news hour at 7 p.m., this week's guest DJ is Ken McCarthy of Tivoli. He'll be live in the Hudson studio from 7 to 9:30, followed by the Stoop Rock Radio Takeover with Tall Matt until midnight.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at WGXC.org, including some of these events.
Friday, July 6th, Twisted Pine String Band performs at PS21 in Chatham, 8 p.m. Also Friday, July 6th, The Spliffs, a Woodstock-based band, perform at 8 p.m. at High Low in Catskill with a live web stream at WGXC.org. Friday, July 6th is also when Royal Jelly Jive performs at Club Helsinki in Hudson. Soul Jive and Gypsy Blues is the description of that band. 9 p.m. Friday, July 6th at Club Helsinki in Hudson. Saturday, July 7th, there's an Art Scouts program for students grades kindergarten through 6th at the Wasaic Project in Wasaic, New York at 10:30 a.m. Elliot Fisk and Yehuda Hanani perform at 8 p.m. at PS 21 Saturday, July 7th. It's the annual Paul Grunberg Memorial Bach Concert, classical, with classical guitarist Elliot Fisk and cellist Yehuda Hanani performing Bach cello suites at 8 p.m. Saturday, July 7th at PS 21 in Chatham. Functions perform at High Low in Catskill Saturday, July 7th. That band includes Otto Hauser, Rachel Z, Jay Collins, Scott Petito, and David Gilmore. Saturday, July 7th, Red, White, and Indigo is at the Ankrum Opera House. It's a cabaret musical performance by Lady Rizzo, 8:30 p.m. Saturday, July 7th. The Nels Klein Four performs at Club Helsinki in Hudson. The incredible experimental guitarist Nels Klein, who also plays in Wilco, is at Club Helsinki in Hudson Saturday, July 7th. Sunday, July 8th, Crazy Doberman, which includes members of Wolf Eyes and Doberman, perform at the Low Beat in Albany at 8 p.m. Sunday, July 8th. These events and more are online at WGXC Community Calendar, WGXC.org.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour, broadcasting live every weekday morning at 8 here on WGXC 90.7 FM in Greene and Columbia counties.
I'm Philip Gray, one of the contributors to All Together Now. Listen to Democracy Now! In the morning and All Together Now! In the evening, WGXC's collaborative hour-long news show at 6 p.m., featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews on WGXC 90.7 FM, listener-supported, hands-on radio.
Democracy Now! At 8.
All together now at 6 p.m.
Here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together Now. You can also send emails to info@wgxc.org with opinions about what you hear here.